This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio, a little studio
interruptus going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. My apologies to all of our listeners out there. The deep state is not operating. No, it was a technical issue here in the studio. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And again, visit our website. I'm sure the website actually is working better than our microphone right now, but we had to change out some microphones. Anyway, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. And by the way, we do have coffee in hand right now. We are working it over time on Agenda 21 Radio. We've got all kinds of it's pot number two that we're working on right now. It's a fresh brew just before the show. We were all excited about it. Anyway, like I said, a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about immigration today. Some stunning figures. If you want to know about how much money the cartels and everybody else are making over the trafficking of human flesh and slavery. The other big issue is that they're going to blast today at Orville Dam. More blasting. You have a dam at maximum stress level, 887 feet, and they're running around with trucks like all get out up there, and guess what? More vibrations coming your way. We're just going to continue to vibrate that old hill right down now, aren't we? Anyway, a lot of people questioning the logic behind what they're doing. But, you know, hey, they think it's proven and safe. And by gosh, we're going to prove it again by blasting today. We're just going to be doing blasting around the spillway. You know, it's already damaged. They don't want you to know that, though. They just, you can see it with your own lying eyes, but that's okay. We'll just blast some more. We'll just create a little earthquake just to vibrate, you know, get some of those harmonics going in the soil. But I mean, what else do you want to do? Anyway, so we're going to be talking about that, and of course, all the things going on. Will they try to arrest Bill Barr? Is the question. You know, it's kind of getting to be almost like a comedy routine that we're starting to see up there in Washington. We're going to talk about that also. Bill Barr, he is just such a scoundrel. I love the guy. Listen, I love Bill Barr. We are all over Bill Barr. He is absolutely, I think, the best thing since sliced bread. Well, kind of. I like to pull apart French bread, but, you know, sliced bread works too. Anyway, so Bill Barr is up there. They're threatening because he hasn't produced the complete report. You know, it's kind of interesting, I think, that they're demanding is, it's just getting sour. It's getting old. And excuse me, we have to have some coffee. Oh, yeah, some coffee. And anyway, so Bill Barr has come on board, I think, as a – he seems to be a fair and honest guy. And, you know, this is the problem that they hate is the honesty issue that is going on. Also, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, you want to visit that website because we have the convention coming up and people are going nutty over this. We had a fantastic meeting last night with our Assembly and with our Senate. We have another meeting tomorrow night, actually. We've got four meetings scheduled to sort of give you an idea of what's been going on. We are scheduling these meetings, or working meetings is what they are, because we're trying to get some resolutions passed and approved. This will be the first time that anybody really has challenged on a legislative level, the state of California. This particular, I mean, talk about history in the making, this will really be the first time that a legislative body has stood up and said, look, wait a minute. Now, the people that are the representatives and the assembly members of the counties concerned, last night we had representatives from 47 of the counties, which is really heartening. It's amazing. We're trying to push that till we get everybody represented in the counties. And we had 58 people from, I think, I checked that. I think it was 42 counties, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have the paperwork in front of me. But 42 counties that were represented last night in one way, shape, or form or another. And that is just absolutely over the top. Now, we're going to be meeting and passing and approving resolutions based upon information that's going to come our way. By testimony from some people that are going to be there at the convention. It's going to be an absolutely incredible session. And like I said, you know, everybody's sitting around looking at the state of California and saying, how can we stop this train that they are on, this totalitarian train? Well, you stop it with another, you know, legislature. Now, you can do it with a new government. And that's exactly what we're forming out here in New California. So visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. Look for the election integrity icon also, because election integrity is, they just do fantastic work, and there's just so many things that are happening there. And again, we're trying to get everybody educated around the nation about election integrity and some of the things, because your state is affected because you have an infection. Not only are you affected because you have an infection from being Californicated. That's correct. You know, this has been the testing ground out here for all the other states, you know, because as California goes, the rest of the nation goes, right? And some of our, misinformed legislators in other states have picked up the California infection. And we hope that you can have like an exorcism that will stop the infection from developing. Anyway, we got a lot of things that are going on, of course, here on Agenda 21 Radio, so you want to definitely check out the articles. A lot of articles on the Oroville Dam, which is a big concern. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about immigration and, of course, the Washington scene and the national scene and an international scene, because there's a lot of things happening in Venezuela, a lot of things happening south of the border, big stuff happening south of the border. And we're going to be giving you some information about all that and how that all works. So anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, a21r.com. You can email me, Paul, at a21r.com. And remember, agenda is the code word. For MyPillow, 800-266-4715. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Okay, so what in the world is going on in the world of immigration? All right, a lot of things happening. We've got a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to be talking to you about in the days ahead, about the immigration issue, what's been going on, and so on. But to give you some fast facts, I think some of the things that might be important and salient for you is that the dam is here. The dam is here, but not working. I said, wait a minute. Are you switching the gears to Orville? No, I'm not. The dam is our border. I mean, I just find it very, very interesting. Here we have a dam that's holding back water. Supposedly, it's failing. We have a border at the south that's supposed to be holding back the invasion force, and it's failing. And that's the topic of conversation today, is the failing border, the failing dam, isn't it? It is. By any stretch of the imagination, as you take a look at the Orville Dam, it's a failing dam. It's in failure mode right now, and it's getting they're adding to the problem. They're adding to the problem by all of the various vibrations, the denial of what the real problems are at the dam, porting, phreatic movement of water, all the things. And, of course, the evidence is right there. It's leaking on the spillway, brand new spillway, $1.1 billion, and it's leaking like a sieve. But, no, that's okay. That's supposed to be okay. It's leaking like a sieve. That is absolutely. There's nothing to see here. Just move along. There's no invasion of water. No, it's a dam after all. It's not leaking. You see here. I'm holding up. How many fingers? I got two. Oh no. You see five. I might be holding up two, but you see five. That's okay. Your denial system is working because you have all the confidence in the world that the people who have been lying to you for 50 years make you believe it, right? Isn't that interesting? Wow. What's up with that? Huh? Is that a belief system that you really want to get into? Is it? I mean, what in the world is going on with that, huh? But that's okay. Your lying eyes can not deceive you. Your lying eyes can only prove to you the truth. Don't be in denial about it. Same thing at the border. You know, it's interesting the way that they've tried to norm everything at the border, that it's normal. These people coming across, it's an invasion after all. And, give us your week. Right, and it's on the Statue of Liberty, and it's got to be embedded down there in the Southern California border, and the Southern Arizona border, and the Southern New Mexico, and of course Texas. God bless Texas, right? Everything is just okay, isn't it? Or is it? I guess that's the reality check we all have to take a look at. Or is the picture clouded and confused for you? Oh, I see two. No, you don't. You see five. Okay, so let's pick apart what's happening. Let's pick apart at what is happening at the border. We're being invaded, plain and simple. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says freedom from invasion. Real simple. Where is the confusion? Where is the confusion and the miasma of all this coming from? It's coming from, well, those that want to destroy this country. Let's make no mistake about it. Let's call it for what it is at the border. It's an invasion. Okay? It is an invasion. And what are all the techniques of the invasion? Is it a standing army? What is it? Is it an invasion force of just putting out the innocents first and changing the demographics of the country? Is it that? Yes. It is that. Have we seen troops yet? Maybe not. But you never know. Your eyes may be deceiving you. I mean, clearly there's something going on when you have the left so apoplectic about a no, there situation regarding the president. By the way, and we've just witnessed a coup d'etat with this whole Russia investigation, haven't we? There's no distraction going on here. And all along, what have they been doing on the other end? Well, California's been instrumental in doing what? Providing inducements, incentive for people to come across the border. Billions of dollars. By the way, and some of those millions upon the billions were supposed to be used for what? Infrastructure improvement. Well, billions, actually, in California. In California. And where was one of the biggest targets for that was neglected? Well, the Oroville Dam. I hate it when this happens. When you can start to take and pull these things together, are they related? You bet they are. The money that was used that should have been used properly on the dam to save it was diverted by the government of California to the illegal foreign nationals at the border offering inducements. Department of Motor Vehicles, by the way, which is totally involved in scandal in California now because they opened it up to motor voter. They gave illegals the ability to get a driver's license, and then also, of course, they just naturally have to register to vote. And now they're talking about giving full citizenship rights to Californians. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you have them, right? Well, not really. If you're an American citizen in California, yeah, you're kind of like an endangered species. That's really what they're doing. And what they're doing is replacing you with illegal foreign nationals and going to grant them all the rights of citizenship in California. Yeah, nothing to see here, just move along. Right? Nothing to see here, just move along. You know, it's very interesting to watch all this stuff happen, isn't it? Very, very interesting to watch it all happen and take place and transpire right before your very eyes, your lying eyes. So the question is, what's going to happen at the border with these caravans now, massive caravans, and what's the next step? What's the next step that they're going to do here? I don't know. Is there going to be an invasion of some sort besides this, a military style? I don't know. You tell me. The invasion, if it's taking place, they're already here, and we've known this. Listen, we have talked ad nauseum over the years about the capabilities of these people to bring in cells that become active. That is not our, you know, we stand behind that. This was stuff that we discussed, we reported back in the late 2008 and 2009. The American Land Forces Institute, ALFIE, we worked with, we used them as a sort, we were open about it. They were helping to train people at the border in Texas about counterterrorism tactics. We were reporting it. And they were telling us all about the ATMs, the other than Mexicans. All these terrorists that were coming across then, that they were encountering, Border Patrol and the like. That was then. This is not something that is unknown the people at the border, by the way. Then you mix in the cartels and the gangs and human trafficking. And boy, is there a lot of money in that. When we come back, we're going to talk about exclusive information to Agenda 21 Radio about how much money these people are really making off of human slavery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.com, and it's coffee time. Man-style coffee being served here at Agenda 21 Radio Studios. High atop nothing. No, we're down at the sea level. And I'm telling you, it is absolutely stunning what is going on here. Stunning, I tell you. Stunning. We're watching all the events transpire around the planet, especially the United States and especially California at the border and also Arizona, New Mexico, and it's this Aslan thing, you know? Freedom from invasion, that's a guarantee that we're supposed to have, and where is that working? How's that working out for everybody right now? Huh, I'm thinking, well, you know, it's not working out real well. And, you know, then we have the freedom from invasion of floods, right? When the dam breaks, that's no invasion going on. The dam is a border. The border is a dam. The dam that's supposed to keep us free from invading hordes. Hordes. How's that working out for us right now? It's broken. It's defective. But, you know, it's okay because our humanitarian side says, oh, we must take these people in. And what else? Who else do we take in, right? I guess that's the bigger question. Who else do we take in with those invading hordes? Now, and here's the design so that you kind of get this whole thing, how it all kind of plays out, how it all works. I think this perhaps most important that you understand how this whole thing works. We have an invasion going on by design. This has been a design for a long time to invade this country. Been going on for years. I mean, again, this is not new territory. It's now 2019. 10 years, 11 years ago, we started really talking about this, you know, thinking it was an emergency then. And now it's nothing to see here. Now we're used to all these big caravans and tens of thousands of people. And our system is broken to, of course, allow for that by design. That's the other thing. The system is broken by design. How is it broken? Well, of course, it's broken legally. And there's only one way to solve it, at least we think, without real some sort of action by the president, which will be smacked down in the courts, right? Because the courts have been compromised. It's been a long process to do this, to compromise the court system, especially the Ninth Circuit, because everybody can run to the Ninth Circuit out of San Francisco, you know, where they poop in the streets all the time and urinate against buildings. How's it working for you out there in Austin, Texas? I understand Austin, Texas, now they're urinating in the streets at will, or against buildings, I guess. How's that working? We have our spies. We have a network. It's called Around the World Network, actually, that kind of talks to us a little bit. And we know all about what's going on in those cities that are following the San Francisco lead. Here's a treat for you. No, that's some sort of rice or something. Rice! Why would you talk about rice? Well, I don't know. And the Oroville Dam and all. I just, you know, it's kind of nonsensical, right? Right. Right, right. But the hordes are here. We've been invaded. And, of course, 8 years of Obama, which was deliberate invasion, by absolutely changing around our immigration system. And here we have it. Here we have it. Now, the leaks that are coming from the border. Lots of money. Lots of money rolls around at the border. And lots of money by the cartels who, of course, get it into HSBC, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank, right? The same bank that I'm shocked to find out was somebody sitting on the board, very important, making sure that the terrorists got their money. Who was that? James Comey. Oh. Yeah, that guy, FBI director, protector of the Clintons. Right? James Comey, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank. Check it out. He used to sit on the board of directors. And what he was doing, he was the main man that was taken and making sure all those terrorists around the world were getting their money. ISIS, anyone? And who was helping to facilitate that? Well, there's an alphabet group out there, and Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama. In the same HSBC acting as a major money funneler. Launderer? Well, you know, that's just sort of as the flow goes. Money flows into HSBC for the cartels. That's their main money place, guys. And, of course, how do cartels make their money? Drugs. Illegal drugs. And, you know, legal drugs. Oh, do we have an opioid crisis? I wonder why we have an opioid crisis in this country. Oh, what about the sex trafficking? What about the trafficking in human flesh and slavery? Here it is, guys. Here it is. Major money. Listen, and we have the estimates in now. As I said, the reports that are being given to me, this is what everybody is now starting to see. And we've been calling it pretty close. We've been calling it really, really close, but now we have the facts. At minimum, $4,000 per person across the border, at minimum, at max, 12, sometimes millions of dollars per person. Did you know that? in some cases, to move a person from one point to another, from one form of bondage into another, $1 million. I mean, not too sure what that's all about, but, you know, that just begs the question, what the heck is that all about, right? And, of course, children, you know, the rental system is going, rent a child. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And, of course, it's all accommodated by our own laws and our own interpretations of the laws by judges, right? It says, oh, yeah, you can't hold these children. You got to have, if there's a family unit, you can't hold them any more than 20 days. Yeah, the court's really stuck out on that one, huh? But, you know, where is the other side when they're trying to, you have to kind of, the Republicans, and especially under Trump, he's been trying to pull this whole thing together because he recognizes the problem of human trafficking, right? So he pulls people together. He had a meeting just yesterday. Where are the Democrats on that? What problems are they trying to, they're not. So if they're not trying to solve the problem, then what does that tell you? Perhaps they're complicit? Hello? Again, the dam is leaking. You can see that it's leaking, but it's not leaking. I only see two fingers. Oh, no, no, no. You see five. What's wrong with you? You see five. There's only... No, no, no. You see five. Okay, I see five. But there's only... No, no, no. You see five. No, I see two. No, here's a gun at your head. How many do you see? As many as you want me to see. So, the low end now for a person coming across the border is $4,000. That's exactly what the reports are saying. And as high as $1 million. And the average, around $8,000, which is what we've been saying. $8,000 to $10,000 to bring your body across the border. Or, if you need a child, just rent them. They're reusable, you know. Over and over and over again. You go across the border, give the child back. Go across the border with that same child 2 weeks later. Then around and around and around and around. That whole cycle is going on right now. That's the invasion process. Absolutely a family unit, right? No idea where the child belongs, but let's go steal ourselves a child, put them into slavery, and rent them. Nice, huh?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Oh, I'm sorry. America's Newsroom. Where do we have this here? Do we have it? Is it gone? Probably gone. Yeah. I was watching a special one about the Border Patrol. Yeah, and Tiger Woods facing his backlash, right? Yeah. Backlash. Obviously he gets the Freedom Award, and what happens is everybody goes apoplectic, right? Everybody goes apoplectic. I hate it when this happens as a plan, right? You know, I know. I'm just sort of kind of going nuts right now. So let's we're going to switch gears here. And I'm going to check out Bill Barr. I have to come back to this one. Bill Barr. Another dam breaking, right? as they would say, as they would have you believe. A guy's following the law, and they're going after his body, right? You see, the lawless ones, and this will come back to the border thing. Don't worry about it. And about the denial and everything else. And again, it's a situational awareness for you about what is really going on and what is really the motivation of the left. There's not a left. There's just nothing but a dictatorship, as you see in California. There's nothing to see here. Just move along because it is communism.
Subpoenas, threats of contempt, calls for impeachment of pretty much everyone, and oh yeah, obsessive hysteria over decades-old tax documents that reveal nothing new and absolutely nothing illegal. And the media is going nuts again. Oh, that's right, because Mueller didn't come out the way they wanted. Let's move on to the next conspiracy theories. And speaking of which, maybe Hillary Clinton colluded with China to release the... Because she said, China, hope you're listening, released the tax returns, and there they are in the New York Times. I know facts are hard things for some people in the left and the media mob to understand. Donald Trump's still a billionaire. Yeah, he's still president. We all knew that what happened in New Jersey in the casino business, yeah, it kind of went south. Businesses fail every day. The Trump Organization is still an overwhelming American success story, but this kind of vitriol just represents what the Democratic Party's become. We're going to get that for the next 2 years. We need a special counsel. Mueller, we need tax experts. You know, this is a political cabal filled with sore losers that are now bordering on rage psychosis that couldn't accept the results of the 2016 election, now refusing to accept the results of Mueller's investigation, and now more unhinged than ever. So tonight, after more than being cooperative in a broad 22-month witch hunt, President is rightly saying enough is enough, and he's putting his foot down. Remember, he didn't say or use executive privilege one time. He allowed everybody in the White House to talk to the special counsel. 1.5 million documents. This week, the White House did order, finally fighting back, former counsel Don McGahn with a not-to-comply order as it relates to the congressional subpoena. After all, he was already interviewed by Robert Mueller for a whopping 30 hours. The guy's talked out. He has nothing left to say. And meanwhile, under threat of contempt of Congress, the Attorney General, Barr, he's refusing to release the full unredacted version of the Mueller report to congressional Democrats because he's actually following the law. And because the law was passed by Democrats, Barr, by the way, was not required to release one single letter, no word, no phrase, nothing of the Mueller report. And the only redactions to the full report include, grand jury information, language pertaining to ongoing cases, investigatory sources and methods. Can't let that out anyway. And according to Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, the White House might order the DOJ to block Robert Mueller from testifying on the Hill, which kind of disappoints me. I got a lot of questions for Mueller. Why did he appoint Andrew Weissman and a band of Democrats and, let's see, people that withheld exculpatory evidence in the past and people that represented Hillary Clinton, nobody that donated to Republicans? I'd like a few of those questions. Why did Robert Mueller not touch Hillary Clinton's bought and paid for dirty Russian dossier? I know he was busy. He was looking into FARA violations, the bad loan applications, incomplete tax returns, taxi medallions. I'm sure he was too busy to investigate Hillary's bought and paid for Russian lies and propaganda to impact the 2016 election, which was part of the mandate of what he was supposed to be doing, not taxi medallions or FARA violations. Watch this.
Should we take the president's tweet from this past weekend as an order to Bill Barr to not allow Robert Mueller to testify?
I think that's a determination to be made at this point. I think that's
but
the president's,
I mean,
but that's the president's feeling on the matter. And the reason is because we consider this as a case closed, as a finished process. And I think that Americans think that this is finished.
Well, most Americans do. Sanders is right. It's over. It's done. From now on, it's only noise. 2.5 years, Democrats, media mob, the self-obsessed super patriots like James Comey in the deep state trying to rip this country apart over a hoax, a conspiracy theory with no evidence and only anonymous sources. Even Senate Majority Leader McConnell put it this way. They were hoping for a national crisis for political gain. That's so patriotic of them, isn't it? Take a look.
It's been 2 weeks since Attorney General William Barr made the 450-page report public. This investigation went on for 2 years. It's finally over. They told everyone there'd been a conspiracy between Russia and the Trump campaign. Yet on this central question, the special counsel's finding is clear. Case closed.
Case closed. Case closed. Yeah, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
It's been 2 weeks since Attorney General William Barr made the 450-page report public. This investigation went on for 2 years. It's finally over. They told everyone there'd been a conspiracy between Russia and the Trump campaign. Yet on this central question, the special counsel's finding is clear. Case closed. Case closed.
Case closed. Not really. Not really. Oh, no, we can't close this case. Come on, come on, come on. We've had too much fun lying to everybody. Yeah, and, you know, just the third big lie going on, huh? The third big lie going on. I just identified for you. The first one, the Orville Dam lie. The borders lie, number two. And de trois. Number three is Mueller. Three lies in a row right there. And the media is playing it, right? Well, not this media. We're not into the lying business. We're going to be sussing it out continually. And we're going to be bringing it up to you as not the truth. Remember, when somebody holds up their hands and they show you the number two fingers up, and they ask you to believe it's five, you better put run for your tinfoil hat and put it on and do some thinking. I know that the government doesn't want you to think for yourself. That's why they whine and complain and accuse you of being crazy and a lunatic and, you know, all these other just offensive names, because you're actually thinking. And you're then, gosh, you actually demand answers from your lying government. Because your eyes are not lying to you. You're being deceived, though, by what your ears might be hearing. And sometimes what your eyes are seeing. But the reality check is you have to think for yourself, and we encourage free thinking on this radio show, as we do throughout the nation. It's one of the things that sets us apart as exceptional Americans, is we have that ability to question our government, as we should. It's our government. It's not them to us. In many parts of this country, it's a dictatorship right now, isn't it? And that's what they want. That's what they're demanding, is a dictatorship. And that's what we're going to stop. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We got to run for time right now. When we come back, a lot more things going on. So make sure you visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. The convention's coming up, number 4. We'll talk about some of the things that, the end results for the convention. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.